news and updates. You could always check my Twitter feed and different posts we have. We also have the Facebook page and all different news and updates we always put out to keep everybody updated on, as well as our new store. So check that stuff out. It helps support the network and what we're doing out there. So the more likes we have and the more Facebook and Android apps that we have on Amazon.com and stuff like that, all that stuff helps the show. So thank you, everyone, for supporting it. And, of course, do what you can to support it. With that, we're going to jump to our next guest, who is Jaap van Eeten. He has a PhD in biology with a focus on ecology. He utilizes these abilities together with his knowledge to continue his study of the interreaction between the subtle energies of ourselves and those of the world around us. He calls this study metaphysical ecology. Jaap has explored hundreds of vortexes in the Sedona area to understand Earth's energy lines and power spots and how they affect the human energy system. We're going to talk about all that and more, including crystal skulls, what they mean, why they're here, what they're doing. And Jaap's website is Lemurantis, L-E-M-U-R-A-N-T-I-S, which is Lemuria and Atlantis put together, which is very clever. Thank you, Jaap, for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's a great pleasure to be with you, Jonah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jaap. It's good talking to you again, and we had a great time at the cruise when we had the Crystal Skull Return to Atlantis cruise. What an amazing crowd of people, and the conference was unbelievable, so really great spending time with you down there. And now we have you back on the show for a full hour, lots of stuff to talk about. But we have about a couple of minutes before our first break, Jaap. So if we can, just talk a little bit about yourself and how you first got into metaphysics, crystal skulls. Was it from an early age you were into this stuff, or is it something that you had an awakening or an experience that got you into it?
Well, it started actually in the 70s, where many people got interested in all kinds of spiritual things, and that was the time that I did transcendental meditation and many other things, yoga, of course. And it was up until my first wife got cancer that I really felt that I needed to look into things beyond science to get certain answers. And that, you can say, that was literally my wake-up call. You know, look at the world beyond the physical to understand actually really what reality is and what reality means to us and what it means to live in a world that, although physical, also has a lot of spiritual components. So that was for me really a turning point, and I'm, you can say, even though there is the sadness of her passing away because of cancer, it's also a tremendous gift that I'm grateful for, that brought me on this path starting in 1990 to really go more intensely and more deeply into many of those elements that we now call metaphysics and study them from many different angles using my scientific background. Yeah.
And I think it's important, you know, when the 70s, people know that it's the hippie era and lots of things happened. You had a lot of psychedelics and a lot of people tapped into these energies. And a lot of people back then thought that it was the time where the shift was going to happen, the age of Aquarius, and a lot of this stuff was happening, you know, even back then. Uh-huh. But it wasn't the time. And I think a lot of people or the government or powers that be just really shut that down and came down and sort of, you know, stopped that. But that consciousness was brought in with you guys. It was brought in with my parents, and, you know, and that consciousness has grown over the years. So it's amazing, you know, and thank all you guys who are listening out there and for you for bringing that consciousness in, because that's, you guys paved the way. So it's amazing that, you know, from that far back, you've been dealing with these energies. It's great. So hold on right there, Jaap. We're going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to jump into some more with Jaap van Eeten. We'll be right back.
meditation cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo meditation cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are now joined by Jaap van Eaton, talking about all different topics. Jaap, but first about a little history on yourself. And when your first intro into metaphysics and the spiritual community, or whatever you like to call it, is. You've had a lot of different experiences over the years. Let's start in the earlier days when, talking about the 70s and 80s, when a lot of this stuff was accepted and talked about. How have you seen it change from then to how it is now in terms of, like, workshops and things like that? Because I wasn't alive, you know, back in the 70s when this stuff was going on. Have you seen it shift to younger people now? Is it more people now? How have you seen a change over the last 30 years?
Well, it's actually interesting because, you know, in the 70s, a lot of people, of course, were stimulated by groups like the Beatles and others. And the fact that they had the guru, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, that was stimulating many of us to do that as well. It was the time of what I call exploration, because there was not as much out as there is nowadays. There were not that many workshops. There were not that many different techniques, modalities. So there was a pretty limited set of offerings, you can say. You could either go to the East and go into an ashram and meditate, or you could stay in the West, and then you had to do with what is available. And at that time, transcendental meditation, of course, was a big thing, also because of the Beatles, as I just mentioned. And then we did yoga, you know, it was, and different breathing techniques. And it was actually, to be honest, at that time, it was the younger generation that was interested in that. At that time, I was in my 30s, you know, at the end of the 20s, beginning of the 30s, and I was so excited about it, and all my friends were excited about it, and we shared all kinds of different things with each other, reading what we can get our hands on. Just, and it was, again, rather a limited amount of material available at that time. So it was not so much about workshops. You know, you got initiations into transcendental meditation, for example, but if you compare that with what we see nowadays, there is a infinite amount of offerings in almost anything that you can think of. And besides the ones that now are the oldies that still are doing their search, there are a lot of new people searching. At that time, I had the feeling it was for a rather limited group of people that had interest. Now it is expanding into almost every group of people, every type of people, I would say, every background that are now interested in it. Yeah, so I think there's a big change going on. It are still, I notice in the workshop also there are a lot of older people, but I see now again the younger people, and they come from a totally different approach, from a different angle, more from a natural thing, not so much as searchers, simply because they know and understand better.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I started the show, and who I reach out to is the youngers, and we actually have like 15% of our listenership is teenagers, which is huge for a show like this. Yeah, it's amazing, and that's, you know, who we really want to relate to and get it out there. And so you know, it's amazing also, Yop, because when you experience transcendental meditation and stuff you guys experience, I mean, I could close my eyes and go into meditation and astral travel and leave my body and connect to source and have amazing experience, open my eyes and talk to you right now. But people would call me crazy, and people would say that's not true. But it's as simple as just getting the information out to the people that are open to it, that will listen and go try it out for themselves, that we're speaking to. And there's a lot more of that now. I see so many people, even when I get callers on the show from Ohio, Indiana, and these people are feeling this energy and they're getting this information. They don't know where it's coming from. That's telling me there's a lot of people feeling it, and they just don't know what's going on. And that's where you come in, because you've studied this stuff for so long. So tell us about some of the studies you've done over the years where you've either did studies on metaphysics. I mean, there's tons of stuff you did with ley lines, with vortexes. Tell us about some of those experiments.
Yeah, you know, when I started to go beyond just doing a technique like transcendental meditation, because that what initially was it. It was a technique. Going into that state so that you are no longer stressed. It was ultimately not satisfying, because it may sound strange that it has given many gifts to many people, but it didn't bring me the understanding that I was looking for. I didn't know what I was looking for. I was just feeling that I didn't get it. That was what I was feeling. And I remember when I started in 1990, you know, after going through a lot of frustration in science, because I thought science was the purity and this and that. Well, no, it's like all human beings. So also in science, there are cheating people and lying people and twisting their information and data, and there are a lot of good people. But it was not giving me the answer. And I remember that I was looking one day into now what? And it was literally like that. I was sitting there and it's like, now what? Science is not giving me what it was I hoped it would give me. Transcendental meditation, actually, it made that I was completely ignoring my emotional state of being, because I could snap my fingers and I was in this quiet state, so I didn't have to deal with my emotions. And I was like, now what? And having no clue, couldn't find any answer, I decided, okay, I better do something, and then it will unfold. It was going in that moment of trust that it doesn't matter what I do, but I need to start somewhere. And I did what was in the beginning of the 90s, what many people were doing in the Netherlands. I did Reiki. And I remember that I was initiated into Reiki, got totally excited because there was energies. And I bought a Reiki table, and every evening after my work, I threw it in the car and I went to somebody, and I was sitting there and I just gave Reiki. And Jonah, I got so bored. I was sitting there with my hands in different positions, and it didn't mean anything. I could feel energy flowing, but I didn't know what it means. I didn't know what I was doing. And I made a decision. I will do everything I can to understand what working with life force and Reiki energy and universal healing, what that means. It sounds a little bit arrogant, but it was out of despair. You know, it was out of despair of not knowing I needed to do something. So I started. I started to study. I started to do intuitive development. I started to realize that we need to do brain development in order to process information in different ways, not only in the logic mind as science is doing in the beta frequencies, but we need to go into a deeper meditative state like theta and delta, finding new answers. So it was initially the human energy system that I wanted to look at, to understand that better, just to simply to understand how I am ticking besides the biological stuff that I had looked at. And it was that process that brought me into the wider looking around. Because if you look at the energy system of a human being, well, how does that then interact with the energies around us? And what type of energies do we have around us? So it was that typical scientific approach to a more metaphysical subject. And so I started to learn dowsing, because there was no instrument that can tell what kind of energies there are in what people at that time called ley lines and ley centers and sacred places, because there was not a true answer to that either. And so I started with things that were scientifically not accepted, and I lost a lot of my scientific friends. And I didn't care, because for me it was more important to get answers. So here I am, making my own dowsing rod, going out into the field, once in a line, finding lines, getting totally excited. And then I went into the same frustration, you know, so I have a lot of ups and downs over time. The frustration was that everybody had only one word for energy lines that to me felt quite different. They were all called ley lines or energy lines, and that was it. And there were only a very few, like the Hartmann lines and others that were described by scientists that were working and detected them in different ways. And I found so many different lines, so it made no sense to me. So that is the start. That is the start of getting passionate about something. And then only getting passionate about something, becoming passionate about that passion so that I had the energy to move forward, even though there was a lot of criticism, and even though I lost my friends, and actually initially even my family, who thought that I completely lost it. But the passion were driving me forward. So that is how the journey actually started.
It's amazing, because when I hear you tell your story, I mean, I could mirror that a lot with similar things with my story, you know, lost the friends one by one, and then the family, and, you know, it seems to happen to many of us when we go on this path of learning the unseen, learning the taboo, learning what people are programmed not to believe.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that and experiencing this, knowing its truth, because we have these little bursts of energy and little bursts of light along the way, little experiences here and there, just to keep us going, because we know it's truth once we have those experiences. We can't tell our own brain that wasn't an experience that just happened. So those are the bursts of light that we chase and we follow, and what people may call crazy to keep chasing that, but we know it's truth, and that's what we try to share with others. And one by one is how we do it. When we bring people to these ley lines and show them this energy and show them a crystal that they could feel pulsating or feel electricity, you know, those are signs that there's something else there and you can't explain it. Well, go on your path and try to figure it out like Yop did or I did. And here we are. So, Yop, hang on 1 second. We're going to take another commercial break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Okay, hold on. There you go. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Show, we're now joined by Dr. Jaap van Eeten, PhD in biology with a focus on ecology, the study of the interrelationship between living beings and their environment. And Jaap, we've talked about your experiences, how you got into it, different vortexes, different things that you've tested. You felt out energy Reiki. Now let's go into the crystal skulls. We went on a crystal skull return to Atlantis cruise before December 21st, about 4 months ago. Very, very powerful week and amazing people there. Tell us about how you first got into dealing with crystal skulls, and if you can, a little history on what your take is on the ancient crystal skulls.
Well, I got into it in 1994. You know, and the reason that I met my first crystal skull was because I decided to go for a month on vacation in Sedona, which is where I live now. Well, at that time, I was still married and living in the Netherlands. And the reason that we went was because I wanted to understand what a vortex was. We talked about ley lines and ley centers. So I went to Sedona to find the answer. I didn't find it, but I found something else. I was, the last day we were there, I was referred to a woman who had a lot of crystals. And we went there, and she saw my enthusiasm about her beautiful collection. And she looked at me, and she said, you know, go and sit down in that chair, and I have a surprise for you. And I closed my eyes and sitting in the chair, and she comes in and puts something heavy and cold in my hands, and I begin to cry. I had no clue what I had in my hands. I have this obvious, very emotional reactions to something unknown, And I've been sitting there for quite a while. Actually, according to my wife, it was about half an hour. So half an hour later, I opened my eyes, and I look at his ugly face, and I had a crystal skull in my hands. And it was a contemporary crystal skull. It was not an ancient skull. So you may understand, I want to know what crystal skulls were and why I had such a reaction, because I knew one thing for sure. I didn't know what it was, so it must have been something energetically that I picked up and that immediately gave a reaction in my system that was expressing into an emotional reaction. So that was in 1994. I went back to the Netherlands, and there was no crystal skull in the whole of their country. And I wanted one, so I ordered one via a crystal dealer that got one carved in Brazil. And that is the crystal skull Sam that I'm so happy with. And that is our centerpiece in a collection that now has expanded to 250 skulls. Because I couldn't stop studying them. I wanted to know different sizes and different materials. And, of course, I wanted to see what are the so-called ancient crystal skulls. At the time that I started, there were a few crystal skulls that were very well known. One was called the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull, a skull of unparalleled beauty in the sense of workmanship, in the sense of the quality of the crystal. It has a separate jaw, and it is the one that has actually made the crystal skulls known more extensively. It was not the first one that was found. Actually, according to the story, it was found in 1924 in what is now called Belize in British Honduras, in Lubantum, which was in the ruin of the Mayans. And it was Mitchell Hedges who found it, and that's why the skull is called that way. And when he passed away, his adopted daughter, Anna, was the one who brought the skull around. So that skull has played a big role. It has been in subject of many books. It has been in many documentaries. And it was actually the skull at that time. And there were also skulls in museums. There was one in the British Museum and one actually in the museum in Paris. And both were actually acquired at the end of the 19th century. So that is basically, if you talk about what is really the history, if you took at the history from a Western modern point of view, then there are mainly those three skulls. And later came a skull like Max, the Texas crystal skull, a little bit later, and Joanne Parks is traveling around since the 80s with that skull. And, of course, there are a few more now that have appeared that sometimes have been found at different places. But what makes a skull ancient? Well, this is a very big debate. There are scientists like Jane Walsh from the Smithsonian that will tell you immediately there are no ancient skulls. It's all fake. It is all a lie. And actually, this is based on the research of the two museum skulls, the Paris skull and the British Museum skull. And there is actually basically no doubt that they are, let's say, not skulls from pre-Columbian times. They are post-Columbian times. And as a consequence, they call them now modern fakes, which is a rather strange term for a skull that was acquired at the end of the 19th century. But anyway, that's how they talk about it. They are not pre-Columbian. That means that they have found tool marks of systems that they claim were never used before Columbus was entering into the Americas. So that is basically the way they look at it. And there are now a number of crystal skulls that all are called ancient. Now, what means ancient? For most people...
Hold it right there, Yap. We got to take a quick commercial break. Okay. And when we jump back from the commercial break, we'll go into what ancient means. So hang on right there, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
Hey Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and we're joined by Jaap van Eeten, Dr. Eeten, talking about crystal skulls. And before we left to break, you're in the middle of talking about what ancient crystal skulls were. But I just want to say, as you began your story before, Jaap, I got up into my little bookcase here, and I grabbed my crystal skull, which I just got from Leandro from Brazil. And this guy's got to be 10, 15 pounds. I mean, it's heavy. And I could, as soon as I sat down with this skull right now, as you told your story, my whole energy shifted. I mean, you could feel it. These things are, you know, these aren't jokes or stories we're talking about. When I traveled with Poncho for a little bit, and I've been around Shauna Ra, shout out to Michelle. She just called me. Actually, I forgot to call Michelle. Sorry about that. But, you know, when I've been around these skulls before, every single person that comes around these skulls has had an experience. And I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, you know. So that's what people need to do, is stop judging and go visit one of these skulls and have their own experience. It's as simple as that. You know, that's what we're just trying to communicate to people. So go into a little bit about what the ancient crystal skulls are, if you would, Jaap, please.
Yeah. So the ancient crystal skulls are believed to be the ones that have been carved and made by people in the past. And it is very arbitrary, but you mentioned Michelle Nocerino. Her father, Nick Nocerino, was actually the specialist on crystal skulls. He has been studying them for 50 years, and he came up with this separation in three main groups. He talked about the ancient skulls, which he believed were 1,500 years or older with respect to when they were carved. And then there were the, what he called the old ones, between 100 and 1,500 years old. And then there were the contemporary ones, which were about 100 years old. And that is actually still what most people are using. And I've been looking at the different crystal skulls from the perspective of that definition, and there are so many skulls nowadays claimed to be ancient that we lose actually track of what really is ancient. There are suddenly a flood of skulls coming from the direction of China and Mongolia, and all claim to be ancient. There's nowadays what they call the Hongshan-style skulls that are claimed to be 5,000 years old. So suddenly there are these hundreds of ancient skulls. Well, before that, there were only a couple. So as soon as you see that there is interest in a subject like crystal skulls, suddenly they are appearing, by four kind of mysterious ways, and they all come through one or two sources, which in and of itself, of course, will raise the red flag immediately. So the whole concept of what ancient is became more and more confused. Well, I told you already that my interest and my training is in energies. And now, and you talk about energy radio. Energy, of course, is not lying. But energy is simply something that we begin to understand, but I'm saying begin to understand, and it is a very complex phenomenon. So when you look at crystal skulls, you can look at crystal skulls from the perspective of age and story and that kind of things, or you can look and you can look at it from, okay, when I hold them, just like you so beautifully described, when I hold my crystal skulls, what's happening with me? What do I feel? What do
I feel energy all the way down to almost my elbow right now as we're talking.
Exactly. So that and yours is a contemporary crystal skull. So the key point is that all crystal skulls are wonderful tools to work with, to stimulate your energy, and to begin to understand that that particular shape of a skull has obviously a meaning, because if you compare it to material that is not in the form of a crystal skull, most people will agree there is a difference. Not that they can define it, but they will say, yes, I feel a difference. For me, a skull seems to be stronger than the crystal. That's why so many people are shifting from crystals to crystal skulls.
Mm.
So I have been looking at ways, in the same way as I've been looking at how can you define different energy lines, can you look, is there something in the way the energy is manifesting around a crystal skull that can help to understand what crystal skulls have been activated in the past, because they are activated beyond what people can do nowadays. And I believe that the people in the past had knowledge about energies way beyond ours. That's why they built all these beautiful structures in all those sacred places, because they understood Earth energies. And let's be honest, a crystal is a part of Mother Earth and holds Earth energies. People in the past knew what stones and crystals could do. So I have been looking at what people in the past have been doing, trying to feel and describe the energies, trying to look at it, to develop my abilities to translate it. And at a certain moment, I began to see, with the help of some psychic friends, began to see layers of energies. You know, in the same way as you can see that we have a number of energy layers, which we call energy bodies, it turns out that crystal skulls have similar things. And you can learn to either douse or sense or feel or see those particular layers. And that made life very interesting for me. Once I was on that track and I started to introduce it in our weekly meditation and worked with people and did workshops about it, it turns out that people can feel way more than they thought they could. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It is creating the right circumstances to allow the brain to move into this deeper states of awareness, and we begin to pick up all kinds of interesting things. And that is what I will recommend to anybody who is interested in working with anything that has to do with energy: train your brain. if you train your brain to become more perceptive, to be more able to translate energy into something that you can understand, that you can describe, then you can communicate about it. You know, it's nice to communicate
exactly.
And say, I feel energies, but yeah, then somebody else says, yeah, I feel also energies, and then your conversation has come to the end. You can maybe say, I feel a lot of energy, and the other say, yeah, I feel also a lot of energy, and that's it. So how can you learn to differentiate between energies? And secondly, how can you develop the brain in such a way that it literally can translate it into something that you can communicate about? And that is my passion. That has been my passion for a long time.
And this goes back, Yop, to like a perfect example is this, and this isn't history, but a lot of people know this, is when Columbus first sailed over to North America, the Indians, when they first saw the ships, the natives there, they couldn't see the ships because they had never seen them before. And only the shaman, after a couple of days, was able to see the ships. And then the shaman had to explain what the ships looked like to everyone else. And then they saw the ships.
Exactly.
It's if you're open to it, to what we're talking about, and you research it and you try it out, you'll have an experience sooner or later. It's bound to happen in that search. If you don't, and you just turn it off, it's not going to happen. If you're not open to UFOs, you're not going to see one. That's how it works. I mean, that's the physical matrix that we live in. It's the law of attraction. If you don't put it out there, it's not going to come back at you.
And that's true. You know, so it is the first place is the openness, the willingness to believe there is more, that you can then explore that more, you know, than what we see with our eyes. You know, right now, and most likely you know the numbers, but it is just so fascinating to share this. If you realize that what we perceive as the five senses is all electromagnetic energies, and that is 0.0005% of the total energy matter of the universe. This is science. I'm talking pure about science. Of that tiny fraction, a small part is reaching our eyes. The visible light is a very small part of that. And of what reaches our eyes, only a small part is processed by our brain. And then we believe that we understand the universe when we see not even a 0.01% of a percent of the total reality. You know, once we begin to understand that, then the next question is, how can I expand that percentage to begin to understand reality, the world around us, the universe, a little bit better? And that means that we need to learn to process information beyond what we have been taught in our schools and in our society. And that is the challenge, I think, where most people right now are for. And that's why I love crystal skulls, because they stimulate. They are amplifiers. They stimulate your development of the brain. They amplify you seeing yourself. They amplify your ability to observe different energies. So in that sense, for me, it's one of the most wonderful tools to work with. It has expanded my brain tremendously, and I'm able to perceive things that I could not see by the time that I saw my first crystal skull. So I'm very grateful for that.
And you also look at just the basic facts about crystals in general and crystal skulls, watches, computer chips. It's all crystal. They hold information. They store information.
Mm-hmm.
These skulls are ancient computers, if you will. They store and hold information just by different levels that you can access, just like what you explained with your consciousness. And that's what they are. I mean, the basic facts of that. I mean, look at all the computers and everything that uses it to store and hold information, unlimited information.
Yeah.
And those are the facts on the skulls itself. Why do you think so many of these skulls are coming up, Yop, at this time? Are they here to raise consciousness? Are they tools for us? Are they here to download us with information? What's your take?
Well, you know, to begin with, the skull is a certain shape, right? And you can say it's a symbol. The ancient people, when they start carving a crystal skull, they had a reason why they give it the form of a skull. They could have also have chosen any other form. No, they chose the form of a skull. And as soon as you set a very clear intent to create something, it becomes part, as you know, of the collective. We are now beginning to awaken, and we pick up that shape has more of a meaning than just the skull of a human being. It has nothing to do with death. In the contrary, it has to do with rebirth and, as you said, information processing. Well, why would you process information? Because you want to expand your awareness of the world around you. Or, say it differently, you want to use a larger part of the infinite consciousness that's available to us, right? So the symbol in and of itself literally is going through our heart into our higher consciousness. This is what the ancient Egyptians were saying. There are two types of consciousness. You have what they call the brain consciousness, is what we use daily, and you have what they call higher consciousness, and that speaks with symbols through the heart to the higher consciousness. And they, and as you know, there is no written language. They have all these little hieroglyphs, which are all symbols. Because the symbols speak directly to through the heart to your higher consciousness. And that is what this skull is doing as well. So people who are now wakening up because of the time of changing of energies are becoming more aware that this is a powerful symbol. And although they don't know, they are suddenly attracted. You know, want to buy a skull, want to meditate, join a group, go on the boat like we did in the last event. You know, it is that kind of realization that make people buy them, and then often the question is, now what? You know, and that is where I think we need to share with each other. That's why it's nice that we have this kind of program so that we can talk about it, because the now what means work together. This is a time where we are not doing things alone anymore. This is a time where coming together in smaller or larger groups, sharing with each other, honoring each other's experiences instead of criticizing them, as has so happened in the past so many times, will help us to have the courage to listen to the more, let's say, weaker signals that all of us get and that we call intuition. It is helping each other to begin to trust those little voices in our head instead of pushing them aside because it seems not to fit into the normal standard things that all people are talking about. And that is the courage of going on your own path. The crystal skulls awaken that because they trigger the knowledge. Some people say crystal skulls are here to help us remember who we are. Some people go even so far to say that the oldest crystal skulls that were ever made are holding the information of what they call the new human being, the awakened human being, or if you want, the enlightened one even, the one that we all who are a little bit more conscious would like to be. And that is why this passion for crystal skulls is, I can see it, you know. I started, 1994. And I've been, for whatever reason, from the very beginning, a part of all the different activities. Not because I was looking for it, simply happened. And I've seen the changes. I see how quickly people are awakened to be interested in it instead of going, oh yeah, that's a dad's hat, you know? Yeah. It's fascinating. You tried it 10 years ago and people looked at it in horror and moved away. There are still a lot of people who do the same thing now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but there is an increasing number that's not doing that anymore.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even for myself, since I would say I'm fully awakened in the last 2.5 years, I go around, I speak my truth to everybody, and I haven't had really anybody say anything. I haven't even had any hate mail against this radio show, I mean, which blows my mind, you know, because it's the times are changing, and the information we talk about is so ancient and so protected, I feel, and so hidden from people, and it's so important for it to get out.
True.
Is why I feel there has been not been any resistance for me and many others that speak our truth with a pure intent. So that's, I know, is part of what my mission is and yours and the rest of us and listeners that are listening. All of us have a certain part to play. And Job, we're going to have to cut to a commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to talk about some of the upcoming stuff And then also where people could find out more information about you, you know, and some workshops and things like that that you got going on.
Okay.
And we'll have another segment when we come back. So just hold on right there. And we didn't get the artist on the show tonight because he didn't make the interview. But again, this music is Graham Phillips from Dublin, Ireland. And his information will be posted up. We can get downloads of this. So hold on 1 second. We're talking to Jaap van Eetens. We'll be right back after this message.
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To the show, you're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by Jaap van Eetens. So, Jaap, we have about 5 minutes left, and we're talking about Crystal Skulls. So before we wrapped up that, was there anything you want to finish off with about the Crystal Skulls for the listeners out there? Anything important you think they should hear?
Yeah, what I would like to say to the listeners is I understand there's a lot of young people connected with your show, which is very beautiful. And I have the feeling that the answers for the future is not from my generation. You know, it is the generation that is to come, the younger people, that are the ones that give new directions. And this is a time where we all are searching to support each other and to use different tools that can bring people into an expanded awareness so they are more clearer about their goal in life. And crystal skulls help with that. I'm not saying it's the only way. Absolutely not. But definitely it's one of the tools that I have explored in the more than 30 years that I'm actively working in, let's say, personal development. It's one of the most powerful ones. So you can start with a very small one because you don't need the big one. You need a very tiny one, actually, of maybe 1.5 to 2 inch, and explore whether that works for you. You know, that's not a lot of money to spend in exploring a possibility that can help you. And that would be my recommendation. I don't, you know, we have a few crystal skulls, but I'm not a crystal skull seller. It's not for that reason that I'm saying it. It is for the reason of a support for awakening the potential of every human being. So that is what I would like to share in the first place, yes.
Yeah, great. And some of the stuff you do is you do workshops, things like that. I know you have some upcoming workshops. People can find information on your website. But what do you think the future is, or what do you think is upcoming for the crystal skulls? Like, do you see them getting more mainstream? Do you see that dying off after a while?
No, I don't think it will die off. You know, these are ancient symbols, as I said, that helps us to awaken. It helps us to remember. And this is a time where we are remembering who we truly are. This is a time where we begin to awaken our potentials. A tool that is helping so strongly within that process will not easily be discarded. No, I think, as far as I have seen the development over the years that I am now active in it, I have only seen a progression, and I don't expect that to change. I see that in the interest in people that come to our weekly meditations, which are totally free. You can find it on our website. So if you're in the Sedona area, you're very welcome to come and join us. Then you can feel how we can co-create powerful fields that support every person. That is what I see. If you talk about the future, I think we move from individual activities to group activities, not in the sense of show and tell as many of the past events have done, but in more actively co-creative working together. That is what my vision not only is, but what I also see as an unfoldment in this moment. It will be still a little bit of a search how to give that form, but I see the signs very, very, very clearly. And some people say that I'm an optimist, but I laugh to be an optimist, to be honest with you, because that helps us way more than believing that it may not happen. I think we are heading for a deeper understanding of a very worthwhile tool to explore. That's what I see.
Excellent. Dr. Jaap van Eaton, thank you again so much for coming on the show, and your website is Lemurantis, Lemurantis, LumariaAtlantis, put together, .com. Jaap, thank you so much for coming on. You have a great night.
You too, and it was a pleasure to be here.
We'll have you on soon.
Okay.
We'll be right back.